Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Comps. I say it so aggressively.
Yeah, you said that right. That was nice. Hello, hello, nice to
man
be
like
here.
Man like comps. Is that short for confidence?
No, but it can be.
So what's it short for? Because
you know what, I'm trying to make it its own thing. But when I was younger, I had the name Conflict, but I wanted to do music. Look on your face, there was.
I was not expecting that.
Okay, yeah. So I had that, but I wanted to shorten it because I wanted to do music from young. So I was like, what's unique? And my boy always used to call me Comp, for sure. I was just like, yeah, Comps.
So, Conflict, does that mean, were you causing a lot of conflict?
Nah, man.
So, who gave you this name?
How did I get that? I just picked it, just chose it.
So, you just woke up one day and you were like, you know what?
Conflict.
My name is Conflict. Like, nah, that's who I am. I'm Conflict.
When you're young in school, like, you pick so many stupid names. Like, man would be called like Younger Shankar Man or something. Like
yeah, that's true.
Younger Killer Kid, something stupid.
I had like, a name as well.
What was yours?
One was Younger Lady Pink.
Younger Lady Pink.
Yeah, cool. That was my first one. And that's when I was in year seven. Then as I started to evolve, yeah, and my name was Lady Crude.
Lady Crude?
Yeah.
What year? Year eight or mid year seven?
No, year eight.
Year eight?
Yeah, I was Lady Crude.
Why were you crude?
Apparently. Yeah, apparently, what does crude mean again? I think it's like rude and something.
It's rude, but it's like a different level, like nasty rude.
Yeah, I was quite rude.
But you were nasty too.
I couldn't fight. Oh, nasty, nasty.
Not nasty, I mean, it's just
like mean.
Crude, isn't it? No, crude is
crude as in like.
Crass, you're. I think that's a.
Wow, that's a bit.
That's a synonym for it.
So why did they call me that then?
You tell me, it's crude. Miss Lady Crude.
That's a bit... Bro, but, I just thought it meant rude.
Nah, it's more than rude. Because rude is rude. So crude has to be something else now.
So now I'm low-key offended.
It's too late now.
That's crazy.
How long ago was year eight?
We're not going to do that. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to do that. I'm a young babe in her...
Adulthood.
Yeah.
Young babe in her adulthood.
I'm a young babe. Okay, so I like to start my show with a complaint of the day. Because these guys know, because I think it's important to complain, okay? So I have a lot of complaints.
How you start?
Yeah. So my complaint of the day is this. First of all, my complaint of the day is people in general, but I'm not even going to do that complaint because a lot of people have irritated me today. But you know what my complaint... Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
But then today, what my real complaint of the day is Uber drivers improvising the route. Like... You go, you know where we're going, and then you decide, because you live in the area, you're going to take the route that you know because you're a local. Now we take your route, and now there's traffic. And then you're telling me not to be upset, yeah? But I'm like, sir, why didn't you use Google Maps? And then you're telling me, because you live in the area, it's only people who aren't local that use Google Maps. And I'm like, but sir, we're stuck in traffic now, and now I'm running late. Because you decided to do your own thing.
Is that what happened today?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel it.
Do you know what I mean? And the thing is, I like to get on with my Uber drivers. Do you know what I mean? Like, me and my Uber drivers, we have great conversations. Do you know what I mean? Like, we have therapy sessions. It's great.
Don't talk to me. Like, sit me in the back. I'm in the back. Don't headphones in. I don't want to chat.
Oh, that's terrible.
But you're a nice person and I can see that.
I love talking to my Uber drivers.
I don't like talking.
Oh.
Which is kind of ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my profession and I'm here as well. But I just don't like unnecessary talking.
I see, yeah.
So if I'm at the back of the Uber, leave me.
Leave you there.
Leave me, yeah. Like,
wow, okay.
I'm with you on that.
But yeah, that upset me.
Don't improvise routes, yeah.
Don't improvise, just get Google Maps.
However.
Follow the route, unless there's traffic.
If you got there earlier, you wouldn't be complaining, would you? You'd be like, rah, he knows the area.
You know, that's life, innit? Do you know what I mean? Today, he was wrong and, you know, it made me.
Today, he was wrong.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my complaint of the day. What's your complaint?
Mine, I have so many, but this one, can I swear?
Yeah, it's fine.
This one pissed me off, yeah. So I was in Jamaica recently, and one thing on the to-do list when you're in Jamaica is go to the KFC. Mm-hmm. Apparently. They say like the KFC there bangs. Mm-hmm. So as I do, I went to the KFC. Tell me why. First of all, there's many complaints within this complaint. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. The person at the till just didn't care. I think she went on a lunch break mm-hmm. whilst there was like a line of people. Mm-hmm. So we were all just waiting. No one was coming. Cool. But while we're waiting for a very long time, you should know your order. Why don't you know your order? Yeah. So cool. The lady comes back from her lunch or someone else comes or whatever, mm-hmm. starts taking orders. Why are you going to the till umming and ahhing? Mm-hmm. We've been waiting for like 15 minutes. Know your order.
Know your order.
It's fast food.
No.
There's only so much. You're getting chicken, definitely. You're here for chicken. You shouldn't be like, do you have a... Like, stop all that noise. Annoyed the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that's my complaint of the day.
So your complaint of the day is people who and are...
Indecisive people when you've had enough time to contemplate on what you want.
Yeah, like, you should know. Yeah, you should know. You know what I'm saying? You go to the chicken place, you know you're getting chicken, you the want chicken the wings. Place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be straightforward. No hassle.
What have you been using your time for? Like, this is poor time management, indecisiveness, bad decision making. Like, your CV would not bang.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Not, it's
not,
a lot.
I'm not on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what? That's a very valid complaint, actually. So that means you would probably hate the people that when they get to the, when they're trying to leave the train, and not the train, the barriers, and they get there and they're like and they're trying to find their...
What were we doing? trying to get their thing. Had to do. We all had the same job. Get your Esther out, your phone, whatever. Like, nah, man.
Would you say you're not a very patient person?
Yeah, I like patience.
Okay.
Which is, I have a daytime job mm-hmm. and it requires patience. Mm-hmm. So I think I use all my patience there. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I clock out, it's gone.
You're like, let's wrap this up.
Nah.
Let's get things moving.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I'm done.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Absolutely hear it.
Be efficient.
Yeah, be efficient. You know what? That is a very valid complaint.
Yeah. So that's my complaint.
Okay. That's very, very valid. Also, my community has sent in a complaint. So we're going to read out a few of the community complaints.
Let's go.
So... this person has said, my complaint, taxes. So we are taxed our whole life. Even pension, take out tax. And then death, tax again. Like, when does it end?
Life and I'm tax like, and death tax. No, that's facts.
I'm like, that's actually tea, you know?
That's facts.
Because like, how?
There's so many taxes, and there's taxes that I don't even know. But when you think about it, you get taxed when you get paid, yeah? Like, tax already comes out of the money before you get it.
Yeah.
Then you get VAT tax that you have to pay. Then there's council tax.
Yeah.
Then there's all these other road tax and other tax. And it's like, why is there so much tax? I just want to breathe.
So much
like,
tax.
I didn't choose to be here. Like,
don't get me started because it's actually like, I actually did not choose to be here. Like, I'm happy that I'm here now.
Yeah,
but like,
big up, blessings.
And like, blessings and that, innit? But high key, it's getting a bit much. And I didn't even know, like, the death, like, that's actually a lot.
Death
like, because when does it end? It means it doesn't end.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't actually end.
There's inheritance tax.
You know how insane that is?
So if I leave you my will, they tax it.
They still tax it.
That's crazy.
They've technically already taxed it. They've taxed the money. Because the money that it would be the inheritance is money that's been left over. And that money's already been taxed.
Is that like life insurance tax as well? Is that pretty much the same?
I don't know.
No, that's not inheritance.
That's not inheritance.
I think they tax that too.
That's crazy.
Like,
that is
my
insane.
Life insurance. Are
that's
you
crazy. For
like, anyway...
You got very passionate about that.
Yeah, sorry. I'm passionate. You're about to see how I get passionate for no reason.
The second complaint is, I feel like these days people talk too much and it's actually okay to be on mute. Society as a whole would improve if less people opened their mouths.
Who is this person? Do they leave their name?
I feel like, did you send me this?
I might have.
Because it's given, like, you sent me this, actually.
Stop talking.
You just want people on mute.
Why are you talking unnecessarily?
I mean...
like, if I ask you for directions, cool, but you don't need to ask me, like, oh, where did you get your shoes? And but like, nah, I'm just trying to get to Brixton.
See, you are the type of people that they talk about when they say that British people aren't nice. Like, what's wrong with a little...
I want to be a British person.
What's fair. What's wrong with a little chit, you know, a little chit-chat? I love a little chit-chat.
Chin-wag.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like, you know, I go into the coffee shop. You know, if I see someone, they're reading a book and I read the book, I'd be like, oh, I like that book and we'll have a little chit chat.
I think we're opposites.
Yeah, that's what it's giving.
I think you're a bubbly person.
A little bit.
Like, vibrant and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Don't talk to me.
Not moody, but I'm just like, I'm an extreme introvert maybe.
Mm.
Nah, extreme is mad. I'm not extreme. I'm just an introvert.
Okay. I'm an introvert.
You're an introvert?
Yeah.
Said who?
No, seriously.
No, who said it?
Everyone. You think I just made it up?
No, I think some people like to self-diagnose themselves with things.
I mean, I do like to do that, but in this case, that's not it.
You're introvert.
I'm actually, yeah, a very strong mix. Because you know what? An introvert is basically how do you recharge, right? So extroverts, they are charged up by being around people. So when they're around people, it's like that's where they get their energy. Mm. An introvert, they're charged up by being by themselves.
Is that legit?
That's legit, yeah.
So if we were to Google the definition of it, that would be the definition.
So you think I just made it up?
I think you have your own...
Okay, you know what, yeah. Because you know what? You know what's going on, yeah? Like, people are, like, they're coming on my show.
Wait.
And then they're trying to do their own thing. And I'm just like, what's going on here?
Let's just Google it.
What's going on here?
I don't know if that's... I've never heard about charging up and all that stuff.
Okay, I may have used a different word.
All right, cool. That's fine.
But it's an energy thing.
I see Google.
Okay.
What's the definition?
You know, I'm having some internet issues, actually. You know, I think there's a signal thing happening.
Does it mention anything about energies?
No, I haven't actually. It hasn't loaded obviously I'm having some internet issues.
Can I see?
You know, I'm not really one to give my phone and stuff.
Fair. That is
privacy issues. That's, you know, fair. I'm sure you understand.
And I'm wearing all black.
You know, we just met. You know, it's a bit, you know, invasive. Cool. You know.
What was the next complaint from the community? Do you know, another complaint of mine, yeah, would be people that just don't know things and then they claim that they know things. Like, this is not indirect. This is just like people who think they know things and they go on like Twitter and stuff, or they use their platforms and then they're just like, yada, yada, yada. And then
this feels personal, actually. I just want you to say, because just because you added Twitter to isn't a Twitter, it feels like, look, I'm right, what I just said about the introvert thing. It is an energy thing, but I need to find it.
Find it where?
Because it's not coming up immediately.
On a Twitter thread.
It's not, no, this isn't a Twitter thing.
Look.
Do you know what? You know what? I have to find it now. Okay.
You're not going to find
it. An introvert is a person with qualities of a personality type known as introversion.
Cool.
Which means that they feel more comfortable focusing on their inner thoughts and ideas rather than what's happening externally. Hmm. They enjoy spending time with just one or two people rather than large groups or crowds, and they get their energy from being by themselves.
Wait, that last part is there?
Yes. Apologize to me right now.
Are you 100%?
Apologize to me right now. Comps, I need you to apologize to me right now. Before I start calling you by your government name.
If it said that, I apologize.
Apology accepted.
I apologize.
Apology accepted.
Swear, it said that though.
Yeah, so now we can crack on with the show.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm gonna spin back.
You feel satisfied with that?
Satisfied enough.
Okay, all right, cool.
Any other community complaints, or was that the...
Oh, well, you know, I was in it, and then you then, you
my
know.
My bad, I apologize.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Again.
The second... Oh, no, that's it, actually.
That is it.
Oh, yeah, okay, so we have a community dilemma.
Ooh.
It's actually... The dilemma's not actually that deep, actually. This is just kind of silly. I'm just going to read it because it's just really silly. My crush has a Stanley Cup. Should I have the ick?
Sorry, what?
It's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
A Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't know what that is?
Should I know what that is?
It's like a big, like, water bottle and with a straw, and it's like...
Oh.
You see a lot of girls in the gym with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hella sassy.
It's not sassy, it's just a cup.
With a straw. Built-in straw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
There's nothing wrong with a Stanley Cup, guys.
I mean, yeah, that's cool. So her crush has a Stanley...
She's wondering if she should have the ick from that.
Well, does he roll with it everywhere?
Yeah. Okay, it's water.
All right, cool. So we're going on a date. I pull up, I'm looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a Stanley Cup in my hand. Or I have a big enough side bag that I can pull my Stanley Cup out. Does it have a handle? Or you hold it like this? It has a handle. So I pull it out of my bag. I'm like, hey, give you a hug with it in my hand. How you doing?
The question really is, why would you carry a Stanley Cup to a date? You wouldn't.
Hydration.
You're gonna have water when you get to the date. You're not gonna need your Stanley Cup. You shouldn't have the ick. Okay.
You shouldn't.
It's just water. Do you know what I mean?
Just water.
And he's just trying to get his water in. You know what I'm saying?
His 2 liters.
That's
a day.
That's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
I hear it, man. Have your own identity.
You know what I'm saying? Man. Do your own thing, man.
Carry that.
The second thing, the way you said that. I didn't go to university. Did you go uni?
Drop that.
Okay, fair enough. So maybe this isn't for either of us.
Let's see.
Because they said University is overrated. I'm 4 years in, burnt out, stressed, and still have another year to go. Any tips on how to manage being a student?
I wouldn't know, because they made it to 4 years.
That's crazy.
I made it to like a year and 2 weeks.
Really?
And then I was just like, I don't think I need this.
What were you studying?
Digital media.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just didn't like it?
It wasn't for me.
Fair.
No, the uni was trash.
Okay, fair.
I don't even want to put the name on blast like that, but the uni was trash. Like, mm-hmm. we'd go to lectures, and then another lecturer would come in and be like, oh, we have this room from this time. And then where they're like, no. Nah,
we're here.
We have it. Then they'd have a debate, and then we'd leave.
Oh, Lord. Like, it's a bit awkward. Oh, that's not good.
Terrible.
Okay, so then you were just like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, and I just wasn't learning anything. It just wasn't for me. Okay, this is the first time in my life that I start actually paying for education.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what's happening.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. This is done at it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't go uni. I went acting school, which is kind of like uni. But I went acting school in New York.
What?
Yeah. When I was 17.
Explain it.
Yeah, I went to acting school in New York.
Well, at 17, you were just like, I'm doing this.
Yeah, so I was basically at Croydon College.
Yeesh. Sorry.
Why'd you do that? That was... What's wrong with you?
Where'd you live? Southeast. Have you always lived in South your whole life?
Pretty much. Southeast. And then that was like a... You know, I was in South for a little bit.
Is that when you went to Croydon?
Well, actually, when I went to Croydon, I was actually living in Kent.
Oh, how was that
travel? It didn't make any sense. Bruh. Honestly, you know what? I only went to Croydon College because initially I wanted to study to be a beautician, okay. Right? But then when I realized that I would have to like be waxing like different vaginas, yeah. I was like, I just don't think this is for me. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I don't think this is a bit on me. Like, I was just, but Croydon College at the time was the best for beauty. So then I was like, all right, cool. Let me just still go to Croydon College. So I just still went and studied performing arts.
Did you learn like life skills when you were there?
I was only in Croydon College for about a year. So basically when I went to Croydon College, the performing arts section was just like, it was just rubbish basically. But I was auditioning for stuff. And then I auditioned to be a presenter for MTV.
Sick.
And I got down to the final four, right? Big and up. Then they swapped me out. For this girl, random girl. And it just upset me so much because I knew that I was good and it just upset me. So I remember coming home and was Googling like acting schools and this, that. Like, you know, when you just
from
have this.
One bit from that day.
Yeah. I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to do this. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah. And I Googled it and I found this acting school and they were coming to London to hold auditions.
Yeah.
And then I basically applied. They rejected me first time. I was like, I'm not having that. So I waited for them to open up in New York and then I called them and then acted like I didn't apply online. Yeah. And then they gave me an audition.
Again?
Yeah, they actually gave me one this time. So I auditioned.
In New York?
In London. They came to London.
Okay, yeah.
So they gave me an audition. I auditioned, got a scholarship.
Amazing.
And then I went to New York. It happened all in the same year. It was very, very rapid.
That. I respect that.
Yeah, that's it was very impulsive, actually. Yeah. My parents just went with it.
And they just sent you solo?
Yeah, I went solo.
At 17, you were in New York for how many years?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, independent.
Yeah. It was crazy when I think about it, man. But so I didn't really do uni, but then I had to like do all of my like my second year of college in months, basically. So they gave me all the work and I had to like bang it out so I could still leave with A-levels.
Studying college?
Performing arts.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's how I ended up in New York. It's crazy.
That's actually mad.
Yeah.
Big up you.
Thanks, man. But a little young New Yorker, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, at 17 to 19.
Do you know what I mean?
That's an experience.
It was definitely an experience. Yeah, it was crazy. And I don't know how my parents said yes, actually, low-key, but.
And you're Nigerian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit mad.
Right?
That's a bit mad. Yeah. Big up your parents.
No, big up my parents for real, right?
Like, not,
It's crazy.
Taking that opportunity.
Yeah. So, one way that I like to know people, I know that people like to do this with music. They're like, oh, what do you listen to? Like, that's going to tell me who you are. I don't do any of that. Do you know what I mean? I'm a TV girl, right? So I like to know what people's shows are so I can understand them more. And since we've just met properly.
Yeah.
What are your top...
We met before, but yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that after because I can't actually fully remember. But what are your top 5 TV shows?
The thing is, I have like 3 mm-hmm. like off-rip. But 5 might be, so for me, the wire,
okay,
like holds
deep in your soul,
place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so big up the wire. Mm-hmm. Breaking Bad has to be in there. I'm so sorry. It's just such a perfect show.
Yeah.
So Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I don't know if you know these shows, but there's a lot of drugs and like
in Sons of Anarchy,
it's like drug dealing, gangster stuff. Like,
okay.
Same with The Wire and Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
So there is a theme, but that's nothing to do with me. Like, I just like these shows. They're business people. They're businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar. Yeah, the show, but it's a bit techie to speak about that right now. But big up Avatar. What's a fifth? This is hard, you know. I don't want to say anything for the sake of it. Like, there's Sopranos. Like, I think that's an amazing show as well.
There's a theme going on here.
They're just good shows. what's another good show? Like,
I feel like that's five, though.
That is five, but I don't know if I want to put Sopranos in it.
Okay.
For now, I'll put Sopranos and I might come back.
Okay.
I might spin the block. What's yours?
It's really interesting. It feels like, for someone that says they lack patience, it seems like you have patience for shows, because the shows that you've mentioned are quite slow burners. They're quite like...
It's a necessary patience, though.
Yeah, it's like story-driven, well, character-driven shows.
Yeah.
And character-driven shows are very, like, slow.
Yeah. Character development, I love that.
Yeah. Like, so, like, Breaking Bad, The Wire. I haven't seen Sons of Anarchy.
Character development in that is crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. And then also you like the hustle bustle, the streets kind of shows.
Ish.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like... The Wire. I don't know about The Wire.
Have you watched it?
I fell asleep.
At what part? Episode one?
Season three.
Season three. Ah, you made it though. So you saw like Idris Elba and all that stuff.
I think season two.
You fell off at season two?
I fell asleep, literally. Oh. Like, I tried to watch it so bad.
So what, you did like a proper like...
I really tried. But this was when I was... This was a long time ago. I might have to try it again.
I say try it again. Amazing show.
But Breaking Bad is fantastic.
Love that show.
Yeah, Breaking Bad's amazing. My top five shows are Breaking Bad, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay, I weren't thinking, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's a really good... I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, go on.
It's really good. Why have I forgotten? Oh my God, I've forgotten. It's in my phone.
I want to change mine.
You can't change yours. It's locked in. It's locked in. It's actually locked in.
Yeah, Kirby Enthusiasm is good.
It's actually locked in. Wow, I can't actually remember. Oh, wait, okay. Breaking Bad. Oh, yeah. This Is Us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm coming to watch that. It would make me cry about it.
Yeah, it's really emotional.
Yeah.
Really, really emotional. I do like Suits, but I don't know if it's my top five.
Suits is good, you know.
But Suits is very good.
Big up Prince Harry's.
Yeah. It's very, very good. But I don't think I have five right now on top of my head. It's my show.
How have you not prepared this?
It's my show.
What's going on here?
It's my show. If you could invent one thing.
Oh, God.
That you think could like change the world, what would you invent?
Something that automatically removes pollution from waters.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
Yeah. I'm saying this because I was recently in the sea in Jamaica and there was a plastic cup and it just pissed me off.
Mm.
I was like, why is this here?
That's so deep.
Clear sea.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I want to invent something like that. But there's probably things out there already. That's like that. What were you thinking?
You know what? Cup holders on the train, man.
That exists. You just need to pay for first class.
No, I mean like the regular train.
What, on Central Line?
Central Line, Jubilee Line, Elizabeth Line. I just think it's just a bit much. Like,
I get
on the train, you know. I'm carrying my bag, I'm carrying my umbrella. I grab a coffee on my way in. You know what I'm saying? I want to sit down. I want to read my book. It'll be nice just to have a little.
A little, so you think
you know,
it would be.
You know where the handle thing is? You know, just put a little cup there, man. I think the London people would appreciate that, honestly. It feels like, we don't
maybe
care.
Maybe on the Lizzie line, but like on the under, like Central
Lizzie line.
Lizzie line,
Jubilee, I mean.
At rush hour, packed time, someone's spilling over your chai or your whatever.
They won't spill over it because there's a holder. You know, just put it.
Someone's all pressed up on it, like they're close to it.
You know, I travel during jobless hours, so I really don't know what you're talking about.
Say less.
When I get on the train, I always get a seat. You know what I'm saying? I'm like holding my book. You know, I want to read my book. See, I want to check my phone, but I can't. I've only got two hands and I've got my coffee as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, be nice just to, you know, put it there for a second, grab my phone.
I hear you. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'll
we were
be like a,
on different scales, but yeah, no.
Well, really, that is a, it, well, it's given that we're quite opposite, it seems.
So far, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was revolutionary, though.
That's, yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't thinking that big. I was thinking more.
Oh, yours is revolutionary. That can change the game for a lot of Brits. Like, a lot of English people would appreciate that.
I think I'm really for the people, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I need to get a little bit more first before I...
Yeah, I just I think... What did you say?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what's going on here. No, I see what's going on here. Yeah, okay.
What else is this? What's next?
How did we meet? I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
What was I doing? So, Richie Brave from BBC One Extra,
mm-hmm.
he had a show at the same venue that the Receipts podcasts.
Yes, within. I remember the Receipts. Something's clicking, yeah.
Yeah, so then we were like situated downstairs mm-hmm. and he had like, what's her name? The MP, Diane Abbott?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was there. It was like great. And then upstairs, like Receipts podcast was going on. And then it finished at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like I went to the Receipt podcast. And everyone was like, me and my boy, we came outside. And then you were like, I'm guessing you were drinking a little bit.
Okay.
That's probably why you don't necessarily remember.
Or I just might have a short memory.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you approached me and... No, you didn't really approach us.
Lord.
But me and my boy were outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came. And you said something along the lines of, like which one of you like, are going to move to me type vibe. Like, something like that. So, like, along those lines. And we were busting up. Yeah. And I rated it because I was like, rah, like, big up you. And my boy, like, aesthetically, he's handsome. So I'm like, oh, okay, I can see why you're like, approaching him this way. Or us, or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, you didn't think you're handsome?
I'm like, I'm decent, yeah. But I was like, cool. So then I was like bigging him up. And he was bigging me up. Like, as to why each one of us should move to you type vibe. And then, I don't know, I think you went for him. And you got his Instagram. But I got your Instagram as well somehow. On the same, and then it was weird. It's hazy. Yeah, great night. It was a great night. Yeah.
So.
But yeah. From that day, I was like, oh, you know what? She's cool, you know.
So essentially, I moved you.
Nah, you.
I made you guys move to me.
Yeah. And that's very south of you.
You know what it is?
Two guys moved to you instead. But you did it with, like, etiquette. Like, it wasn't like, yo, you two, someone better move to me now. I'm not leaving. Phones out.
I ain't leaving.
I'm not leaving to one of you. No, you didn't do it like that. It was more so, yeah, you did it in your way. I liked it.
Wow.
It was, yeah, good approach.
How saucy of me. That
I
is.
I feel like that's you though.
I mean, that was just like hearing it being said back to me. I'm like, wow, that's just beautiful. You know,
beautiful,
I'm so impressed with whoever that girl was on that night.
Yeah.
You do you know what I mean?
There, yeah.
That's lit me
up,
clearly.
Pick up you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And here you are.
And here I am.
You don't really talk much.
In general.
And you just decided to come talk to me. Like, I feel very special.
Yeah, you can say that.
Why don't you want to say that I'm special?
You're special.
Thank you. Oh, that was really nice. You didn't have to say that.
I'll take it back then.
No, how dare you? You can't take it back.
Take it back.
You can't take it back.
Yeah,
you've said it. You've said it now. Like you can't
we're
take
special.
It back. Oh, that's really, really nice, actually. Yeah. You know, I've been listening, you know, to your music.
Yeah. What's your thoughts? I feel like I need to bring this closer now. What's your thoughts? Wait, first of all, what type of music do you tend to listen to? If I was to go through your Spotify right now, what are we hearing right now?
If you were to go through my Spotify right now, it's gonna be a very strong mix of songs. Like I like listening to very like old music.
Okay.
Like I say old, like 2000s, you know.
Well, like Ashanti, Ja Rule.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rapper wise, I'm a Drake girl.
Okay.
Listen to a lot of Drake, you know. I really like good storytelling.
Okay.
You know, I like understanding what's being said.
Yeah.
You know. yeah, I like music I can sing along to. Yeah, it's like
Drake
a very
does that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a very, if you were to go on my spot, it's a very random mix of things.
So okay, Drake, I'm getting Drake vibes.
Yeah.
So
I do like a bit of a bit of rah-rah. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean rah-rah?
A little bit of a, you know, a little bit of, you know.
A bit of
ratchetness, you know.
Oh, ratchetness, sexy, yeah. Red.
No. Like Maybach music.
Okay, wait. First of all, what was that?
Maybach music.
Am I bugging? It's never been done like that before. Maybach music. That's how it's done.
There's a bit in the song and it goes Maybach music.
Maybe
Aston Martin, that song.
Aston Martin, that's a good song.
Yeah, and then what's the other? There's like three Maybachs.
What do you mean there's three Maybachs? Oh, in the
I
video.
Come alive at the summertime. When Rick Ross comes into the verse and he's like,
I come
alive like a moth in the summertime.
Hey, no, wait, this, I know this.
It's given like, you don't listen to other people's music, but you're
own. No, don't do that.
Because
I'm a heavy music.
Like, really? Heavy music fan, but
you
don't know.
Name Rick Ross.
I literally just said, Maybach music.
Yeah, you lost me there. Maybe it's your tone. But you're not a singer, are you? Can you sing? Maybe you can.
I am a vocalist. Okay? I used to want to be a singer.
You used to, what happened?
I got scared. It made me shy.
You got scared?
Yes.
Miss flew all the way to New York at 17.
Yeah, honestly, I'm quite shy, actually.
You're shy?
Yeah.
Never would have guessed.
Yeah, a little bit shy. And then, so I used to get really nervous when I'd go on stage and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm a bit of a vocalist.
Cute.
But
Summer Walker vibes, yeah.
Yeah, I love, yeah. And I do like Summer Walker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I really enjoy Summer Walker.
Okay.
I like R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you don't know the song I'm talking about.
After this, I'm going to have to play it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so UK artists to...
UK artists... Yeah. I'm not great at it.
Mm.
I'll be real. Because I listen to the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm not too sure. Mm. But I listen to your music.
Okay. What?
I listened to your whole album.
Okay.
You know?
What did you think?
You know, according to the taste of my music, you can understand why it didn't really click for me. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
But you feel like a strong guy. I feel like you don't need me to like your music.
Yeah. But yeah. Still.
Like, you want to know why I don't like it?
No, were there any songs that potentially stood up?
I feel so bad. I can't continue this. I can't.
What is going on?
I really enjoyed your music.
You really enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I was really vibing to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I felt like... Do you feel like when people, like, listen to you, like, they know you and understand you more?
That's essentially the goal. Because I tried to like storytell. I tried to say something at least.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically with that album, yeah, I wanted to convey a very specific part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So you feel like, yeah, that people understand you.
Yeah. Did you not understand? Or did you understand what I was trying to say?
I feel like after listening to your music,
yeah,
I felt like in that moment, we became best friends.
Best friends, yeah.
I feel like I understand you.
Okay.
I feel like I know you.
What did you understand?
I feel like, you know, I understand. I think you friendship is important to you.
Okay, go on.
You know,
yeah.
I think that you're quite a deep thinker. Think that you've got a story that you've gone through a lot. You really like being from East London. That's something that really gets you going.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
my fans would say the
same.
Yeah,
yeah, you really, we get it, okay?
Yeah.
You're from East. You're not the first and you're not the last. Do you get it?
But, I hear that.
You know,
I'll take that on board, Chris.
You know,
yeah.
You really love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just seems that, like, you know, obviously you like Kindle, you know, you like reading. Is that a thing for you?
I said that one time.
I'm just asking, man. Do you like okay. Reading?
Reading's fun, yeah. I don't read too much, but yeah, I like
really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you were like a reader.
Ish.
You don't read at all?
No, I read. What's the last book? I'm reading the book right now, actually. Was it Of Blood and Bone?
I heard that's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, see?
I've got like 20 pages left. Like,
Wow, see, you are a reader. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, no, like jokes aside, I really enjoyed it. I think that you do lots of great storytelling. Do you know what I mean? You know?
Were there any particular songs that you remember? Or were you just like, oh?
There was a few songs that I really liked. I really liked Friday Night Freestyle.
Okay. That's
really enjoyed Let Me Talk.
Okay.
Really liked Helping Hand. That was really sweet.
Helping Hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really sweet song. It's nice. Are you a sweet person?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Someone would have to tell me. I don't know if I'm sweet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Has anyone described you as sweet?
Yeah, but some people have described me in the opposite light too. So I don't know which one to believe. Maybe I'm both.
Okay.
Maybe I'm
both. Yeah, Helping Hand, I think, was really, really sweet. We haven't even said the name of the album yet because I kind of jumped. I wasn't meant to talk about this yet.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
We skipped into it.
All right, cool. Got into it. But obviously the album's called
The Lost Diaspora.
Yeah. And I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But we're going to dig deep more into it. But I want to know more so, who is Comfs? Like, what are the ingredients that make up who you are?
The ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
Ghanaian boy from East London.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ingredients that make me? Deep thinker, introvert, minds his own business.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't like talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm comfortable, if I'm comfortable around you,
mm-hmm.
I can talk enough on the level. Like, delve into some deep topics and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Like performing. What other ingredients make me? Like, this is difficult. Yeah, I mean.
Are you kind?
I try to be.
Mm-hmm.
But would I say that makes me? Like, would that be an ingredient that makes me kindness?
Mm.
Yeah, let's chuck that in.
Okay.
Let's
chuck it into the mix.
Yeah, kindness, blunt.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be blunt sometimes. Very short patience. Creative.
Mm.
Yeah, creative is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
For me. I don't know why they put that in earlier. As we go on, I'll try and think of more things that is in the pot of Comfs.
The pot of Comfs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to add sweet in there.
Why?
Just for your songs. It just feels like
for
you
the
are.
Songs. All right, cool. We could do that.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a
I think there's like a sweetness. Negative. There was a negative connotation towards sweet.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, growing up, but not now. I think sweet's nice. When I think of sweet, though, when I think of sweet, I just mean like caring.
Chuck it in the pot.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll take that, Karen.
I could be wrong, though. If that's not you, then... But you've got to chuck it in the pot. You can chuck it in.
Yeah, let's chuck in Karen. I'm caring.
Okay.
I care.
Okay.
I care about a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so why is it that you feel like you don't like speaking, like, legit? Like, are you shy or, like, what does it come... Shy. Where does it come from?
I've come to realize a lot of people don't have anything to say.
Mm.
Like, I feel like it's a waste. Like, I feel like my energy or... Speaking is, I don't want to sound like an egotistical guy. Like, I don't want to say it's like it's a luxury, but I feel like we should say something.
Mm.
Some people just don't want to say anything or they're just stupid. I really don't like stupid people. Like, I'm so sorry. I haven't got the patience for dumb people.
Yeah.
And when I say dumb people, it's not a case of like lack of intelligence. It's more so like a mindset.
Mm.
It's just like, I can just tell that you're stuck in your ways, you're ignorant, or whatever. Like, I have no time for that.
Yeah.
It doesn't stem from shyness at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so like, can I be bothered?
Okay.
I'd rather sleep.
Oh. Yeah. I'd rather sleep and then talk to you.
Yeah. Sleeping's amazing, though.
Sleep is amazing.
Yeah, even though I struggle to do it, it's great.
You struggle to sleep?
Oh, 100%. I've had like insomnia for time.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
So it's time to sleep, does your mind just go into overdrive?
Yeah, but I feel like my mind's always in that mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm actually sleeping, I'm like, oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's time to wake up and I'm just like, oh, it's ruined.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love sleep and I sleep well and deeply every time.
I sleep well and deeply, yeah.
How do you find, like, obviously you're an artist.
Mm.
How do you, and you speak a lot, I feel like in some of your songs, you've kind of said this, the whole like, not work-life balance per se, but just this, the idea of like you're very committed to the dream, you're very committed to making things happen, making shit pop off. Do you know what I mean? So how do you balance out work and life?
When you say work, what do you mean? Like,
what's your work-life balance like? Because I just find that obviously when you are in that zone of like, I need to make things happen. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'll be real, the balance is skewed. Like, really? Right now, it's not balanced.
It's not balancing.
It's just work. Like, to the point where like work is life. Type
wow.
Balance. So it's not like work and then life. Whoops. Mm-hmm. It's like work is life.
Mm.
And everything I do for work will eventually, like, put my life in a point where I'm just like, yeah, now I can enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's like, no, you got to work. Then you can enjoy life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of where my mind is at.
Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is no balance. Which is bad, I know that. I'm self-aware enough to know that that's not a good thing.
Isn't it lonely? Does it get lonely?
Oh, I love being alone. That's the thing as well.
Like, fair.
I am not lonely. I'm thankful for it, but I haven't experienced that loneliness. But I have a lot of friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like friendship is important. I've got family. Like, yeah, so I don't mind it. Like, for example, lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the lockdown.
You loved it.
I loved lockdown. For an introvert like me,
yeah.
That is cool with his own. But give me that again.
I want
part three. But loneliness. No, it doesn't get lonely.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it might soon.
No, it doesn't have to be. You know, like, if you've, it doesn't have to feel lonely. I'm always just curious.
Yeah, no, it's not lonely for me anyway. Yeah, I'm enjoying it as of now. However, I can feel that potentially if it continues on this way of just grafting, I'm going to have to be like, yo, I need to live life.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and like have that balance.
Yeah. And you need to live to make like art.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just be constantly creating art because then your inspiration comes from where?
Exactly, and that was going to be my next question. Where does your inspiration come from?
Life. Like, life and other people's art.
Mm-hmm.
And other people's bad art. So, like, good art and bad art.
Mm-hmm.
Bad art could influence me to a point where I'm just like, this is so rubbish, I can do better. Let me do better. Then, obviously, good art. Like, for example, Getz, I'm a massive fan of Getz. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's amazing.
Getz, he'll release something and I'll listen to it and I'm just like, how do you think like that, man?
Mm.
Then that will inspire me and then I'll be like, all right, cool, let me think outside the box. Or that's where I can get inspiration from.
Do you feel inspired by me right now? Yeah, I'm like, giving you inspiration.
What is inspiring about your story? The whole how you grafted that year when you got rejected and that same day you were like, nah, Google, how do I get this? And then you found a New York, and then you got rejected again.
Mm.
Like, a lot of people don't bounce back from that. Just like, no, I never want to do it again. But you bounce back again. You're like, no, let me call them. You called them at 17.
Yeah.
Or were you 16 at the time?
I was 17. I just turned 17.
You called them up and you're just like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You made the whole, and then you reapplied and then got it. That's inspiring. That's inspiring.
I'm so glad that I could be an inspiration to you.
Everything else, wasn't. But that was, that was very inspiring. Big up you, though.
You know, I was actually expecting something a bit more poetic. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, I thought you were going to be saying, you would say something like, oh, I feel inspired by you because, you know, you look like art. You know, your beauty
is inspiring.
Yeah, your eyes are beautiful. And that's why, I feel inspired by it. And it's just like,
I'm more of a substance person.
Because it's like, you're looking at me, it's like I'm an egg. Do you know what I mean? Like, where was
I'm the inspiration? That's a good thing. That's good. If I'm looking at you like an egg, be worried. Be worried. I like egg. In fact, I haven't had egg all week. I need egg.
You need egg every day?
Yeah, not every day, but I need egg. I really wanted to avoid talking about egg as a Ghanaian, but you brought it up. So now we got to talk about egg. I'm down for egg. What? What are we doing here?
My point is, I thought it would be more.
I mean, yeah,
beautiful. You're a rapper.
Croydon College as well. That's very inspiring. So I don't know how you managed to survive. So that's also, and then the journey, being from South, that's inspiring. Because that's everyone from South is inspiring. Because how do you guys do it?
Okay.
Every day.
Okay.
Okay. So you're inspiring. In terms of aesthetically how you look, it's inspiring, of course.
Thank you.
Eye is very inspiring.
Thank you very much.
All that stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm? See, why couldn't you just hold it? Why are you talking to the, you're talking to the audience like, oh, but you know.
I just wanted to look into the camera.
Yeah, you know, no, no, you're talking to them like, no, I'm just saying it so she can be okay. You know, I'm just saying it. Anyways, you know, lately, right? Mm-hmm. It's just something really deep has actually been going on in my life.
Go on, talk.
And I just kind of feel like you're the right person to really talk to about this.
Okay.
But I don't know, like, there's just been this habit of, like, you know, lately I just feel like so many of my close friends have been saying things like, oh, I need you to open up. And I just feel like if we haven't opened up and if I haven't opened up, then obviously it just means that we're not close enough. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it's like, it just feels like so much pressure. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like that as well? Is that something that you can relate to?
That sounds like a line that I've put in a song.
A line that you would put in a song?
That I have already.
Oh, you've already put it in a song?
Yeah, so it's very similar.
To really?
Yeah, like...
That's crazy.
Like, lately, close friends have been saying
That I should mean open up. But if you haven't opened up, it means you're not close enough.
Not close enough.
That's what I just said. It's mad.
It is mad. Like, great minds do think alike type.
And that's what I'm seeing. I'm starting to see that actually we might be more alike than we thought initially.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Because, wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me.
Crazy to you.
Yeah.
But do you relate to that line, though?
Look, I just think it's so true. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Though. Like, if I haven't opened up, then we're not close enough.
Yeah.
Too many people are in on.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know my business.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I was thinking about, though? Because when I was listening to your album, mm-hmm. like I said, genuinely, I did actually feel like I was getting to know you. Like, I felt like you were really putting your heart on the page. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you, release a project like that, does it make you feel exposed?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, first of all, that's my first, ever album, first of all. And I think specifically track three or four.
Which one's track three? What's it called?
Mama's Prayer.
Oh, that was beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, that's like...
That was really beautiful.
Vulnerable me.
Yeah.
Everything else is just like story me. Like, I can talk about my mindset. I can talk about ends. I can talk about all that stuff. That's easy. But that was actually my mum talking on the track as well. So
So... Was she the one praying as well?
No, that was... I found that lady in... she's South African.
Okay.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Very talented. But it all just fit into each other. And then the harmonies and the vocals underneath, it's by a guy called Faisal.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented individual. If you don't know him, search him up. He's got a talented individual.
Mm-hmm.
And it just all made sense. And then putting my mum's vocals on it, and then her story, because her story is essentially the beginning of my story.
Yeah.
African mother from Ghana comes here, and then this is a foreign land, and then I'm born, and it's cool. She's telling me stories about the motherland and it's this paradise.
Yeah.
But then there's the reality of I'm here in London as a Ghanaian kid, but I don't feel like this is home. This is home. What she's describing is home. But even if I go to that home,
it doesn't feel like home.
I'm not gonna feel home. So there's this lost diaspora of me. That's the whole concept of the album, right? And so that was a very vulnerable track.
And kind of made you feel like a little bit exposed.
That one specifically, maybe because it's my mum.
Yeah.
Whereas with me, I can be out there, that's fine. But my mum, that's like, yo, this is taking a leap of faith type.
It was beautiful. I really, jokes aside, proper enjoyed it, because I think my favorite kind of rap is actually storytelling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really like to just understand the story and understand what's going on in the person's mind. Do you know what I mean? Which is probably why I liked a lot of early Drake stuff, which is
he was story.
It's just a lot Drake, of you know,
even though a lot of criticism, big up Drake.
Do you know what I mean? Old. A lot of storytelling, and I just think it was really, really, really. What's your favorite track on the album?
If I think it's Homesick.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, Homesick is my favorite because it has the elements of all of me. There's this rage, this underlying anger of not feeling at home in this place that should be home. I get taxed like Ross. Why doesn't it feel like home? And then there's the lost connection of Ghana that not being home too, because mm-hmm. they won't see me. They'll see me as a foreigner. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so it's just like that rage of it, and then like properly explaining it. And the producer is cold. His name's Session Olin. He's mm-hmm. Irish producer, sick guy. Mm-hmm. He just managed to make it all come together. Like, yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
There's other blokey, like Helping Hand.
Helping Hand, so beautiful.
I like Let Me Talk. I think that's a very good, like, conceptually. I liked how I did that.
Is that Let Me Talk? Is that personal?
Yeah. Yeah. So, the like, losing the friend at the end, and then, like, talking about a girl. Like, yeah, it's all personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, yeah.
That's like, I feel like that was another, like, vulnerable track. Like, it felt vulnerable and felt very sincere and...
Yeah. It was more so... Again, it's easier because it's me, mm-hmm. but I still think it's less than Mama's Prayer.
Yeah.
I think I was just so vulnerable, but Let Me Talk, yeah, that was quite vulnerable too when I think about it. I think Helping Hand is quite, now I think about it, yeah, this word vulnerable is...
That's what I'm saying. Album, it's a vulnerable album. Yeah. It's actually a vulnerable album. Like, I just felt like you were really spilling out your heart.
Friday Night Freestyle, even a little bit, is a bit vulnerable.
You know?
Helping Hand, Let Me Talk.
Yeah.
Even Medicine at the end.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah. I might have to.
Vulnerable.
Revisit. Vulnerable might be. Let's chuck that in the pot.
Chuck it in vulnerable. The pot of who Comps is. Do you know what I mean? Like, vulnerable. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's definitely in there. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
What's the process like of making an album? Like, how long did it take you to even piece it all together? To even pick, like, what you're actually going to talk about?
Yeah, I think that. Specifically with creating this album, I think every process is different, right? Mm-hmm. But with that process, I was just making tracks. Mm-hmm. And then there was a theme that was, like, occurring. And then I sat down with, like, my manager. And then we were just, like, talking about, like, where could we direct it, mm-hmm. being creatively. And we were just like, it has to be personal to me, but also relatable. Because I feel like there is a lot of people that fit into the description of, like, a lost diaspora, mm-hmm. being born, whether it's in America, here, Canada, wherever, like, you're not, your blood is from a different place, but you're born here or wherever, and you're not fully accepted, but if you go back to where your bloodline is, you won't be fully accepted as well.
Yeah.
So there's just, like, this loss. So that birthed the lost diaspora, mm-hmm. and then, boom, like, it just... started to piece itself together.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, I had way more tracks than...
Yeah. I can imagine.
...on it.
Yeah.
And then we just had to, like, cut it down to the finite amount. So, yeah.
That process. Yeah.
Like, it feels... It can take years.
Yeah, I can imagine. How long did it take you?
That probably... all. I have to put it from the oldest track, which was Friday Night Freestyle, I think. It's probably like a year and a half.
Wow.
But bear in mind, when I made Friday Night Freestyle, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is going to be on the album. Mm-hmm. The actual album process part probably was 9 months to a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I started to pick different songs and put it together. And yeah,
that's actually that's just crazy to me. Yeah. I don't even have the patience for that.
See,
do you know what I mean? Because I feel like when I'm excited about something, I'm like, I want to post this now. This is so good. I want to post it now. So the idea of, like, you know, you're just walking around like, oh, I got a secret. Like,
basically,
do you know what I mean? Like, I'm working on something. Like,
I'm sitting on something. Like,
I'm sitting on something, man. I'll be sitting on a train, like, looking around like,
they don't know.
There's something you don't know. You're looking at me like I'm normal. Like, you're looking at me like I ain't about to drop Friday Night Freestyle. You crazy? Like, I've got something in my pocket, do you know what I mean? That's how I would be walking around. So I spoke to you earlier, and you and your manager have been, like, friends all your life, you were
pretty much. Yeah, like, what, since 11? Yeah.
How did it happen? Because I always find that, like, a lot of guys, their friends are like their manager.
That does happen.
Yeah, I'm just like, but how do you guys sit down and you're like,
how did I get management? Yeah, how did he friendship?
Yeah, how did you decide that actually, yeah, you're my boy, but actually I'm waiting to be my manager?
Do you know what it is? His mind, yeah. He's had this mind since young, right? So we wanted to do music from young, mm-hmm. right? And he essentially was the manager of we had this little group, it was called Forward. Mm-hmm. We were four. So it was like Forward, yeah. And there was four of us.
Oh, that's so cute.
And we're all from the same block. Like, we all live on the estate, right? Mm-hmm. And even that, yeah, he would be, like, reaching out to what's it called, venues for performances. Mm-hmm. Like, we had t-shirts made. Like, but thinking about this when you're 13, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, the mindset is like, yeah, so yeah. That was how he was just built. He's mm-hmm. wired different, right? Mm-hmm. And then growing up, some of us went down different paths. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some went to prison and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of disbanded the group.
Yeah. See?
But I still did music.
Yeah.
Right? And then he was doing music, but like music production. So he went into like producing and so forth. But then he became a manager of another artist for like a Sony, which is big label, of course. And then through the resources of that, obviously we were still boys throughout this. He was just like, look, I've got all these connections. I want to manage you. I'm like, bruh. So he saw my work ethic by myself doing this thing for ages. He was like, let me put this to good use. Mm-hmm. And then we connected and then here we are.
I love that. That's actually such a cute story.
Yeah.
I love it. I just think it's adorable. Like, you know, like working with your friend that's seen you like grow from like 11. I mean, you're quite old now. Do you know what I mean? It's a long time.
Okay. That's what we're doing. Do you know what? Fair. Always fair in love and war. Like, I was jabbing for ages. It's about time that she, cool. Yeah, I'm quite old.
I'm just saying. Quite old. Do you know what I mean? There's just a lot of history there. I think that's really beautiful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, like, is it difficult working with your friends?
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, do you know they say, like, you shouldn't work with your friends?
I heard what you said, by the way. I want you to know that. I just want you to know, that I peeped it. I actually peeped it. I'm just going to let it slide. I'm going to let it slide.
Thank you. See, I'm respectful.
Yeah.
And it's the wisdom that you hold.
Okay.
I respect it. But yeah, so where was I?
Working with your friends.
Yeah, working. They say you shouldn't like mix the two, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like they should be separated. But if it works, it works. Like look at, what's it, Drake and, is it 40?
Yeah.
They're good friends, right?
Yeah.
Like it can work sometimes. So that's easy. And because we're like-minded as well, we're from the same place. Like we know like, in terms of like culturally, we're similar, ethics are similar. It works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
What's dating like for you?
I don't date.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, what does that mean? What's dating, first of all?
You know what dating is.
No, but like, what do you mean? Because there's different level. I've never done the online.
There's no app. Level. I've never like, done, dating
you do
is.
Dating apps, by the way?
Not really. It's not really my. I've done it.
Yeah. Have you had bad experiences?
You know what? I actually haven't, be fair. No, I haven't. I've had, you know, I've only like met one person off an app, but we didn't end up together. We just ended up becoming best friends.
Oh, great. So you made a good friend.
Do you know what I mean? Like a really, really great friend. But yeah, I think it can be helpful. I know a lot of people that got married and stuff like that from apps.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah, I know a few.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, me? Nah, I've never done, I've been not catfished, but someone's used me as a profile, which was fun. Jonathan. They made my name Jonathan.
Oh.
That was great. They got my height wrong though. Didn't appreciate that.
Do you know what? I was really surprised about your height.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to me, I thought you would be about 5'8".
I give 5'8" energy.
You know, I just didn't think you at all. I heard you say it in your song, 6'3". I was like, yeah, right.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, you said it in one of your, you know, you see, I actually listened
so
to
I
a lot of
your songs.
So I come
across as a liar as well.
No, but there was one song that you had. It's really old, like it's a bit of an old one, like I think like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then you were like, and you said something about being 6'3". It had like a Jamaican vibe to it.
Y'all asking, I'm 6'3" and dark.
And you were kind of like outside. It looked like you're on like a playground.
Brown skin. Wow, you did your research.
Oh, hey. Baby. Thank you. Yeah.
I can't remember what the line was.
Yeah, but you said 6'3". I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was looking at it. I was like, oh.
Hey, this guy's 5'8". That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, do you know what it is? I think I have a height blindness.
I get that because you're what?
I'm 5'2" and a half.
5'2".
Yeah. I'm 5'2" and a half.
And are you sure?
Yeah, I'm definitely sure about that. But it shocks me, if that makes any sense. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to have to say the story, but I'll just say it.
Let's do this.
I was supposed to be tall. But basically, what had happened was, so when I was younger, I was the tallest person in my class, literally.
You were 5'2".
Like my mum, I probably was like 5 foot or something. I was very, very tall in primary school. My mom was putting me up for modeling and stuff like that, right? I had very, very long legs. There's actually pictures of me, you know, with my long legs, right? When I was in primary school. Mm-hmm. But then I was getting bullied in primary school as well because of the fact that I was like the tallest person in my class. So there was one day, right? I remember this specifically. I was living in Thamesmead, right? Which is in Southeast. And I was living in Thamesmead. It was 9 girls Worthy Close to be specific. And I remember walking into the house and I looked in the mirror after being bullied that day for being the tallest in my class, right? And I looked in the mirror and I was like, God, please, I don't want to be tall anymore. Like, please let me be short.
Yeah.
Right? And then...
You granted your wish.
I didn't grow again.
From that day?
It might have been that week, but I have not grown since. Do you know what I mean? And I just kind of feel like I was supposed to be tall. And they always say, like, be careful what you pray for because you don't know what angel is walking past. Mm. And I think that's what happened because look at my hands.
Are they big?
Think about it. I know you.
You know what?
Think about it. Look at my hand. Let's do the test. Look at that.
Big man.
Look at that. These are not hands of a short person. Yeah? Let me make sure it's in shot. Look.
They're big still. Because I have big hands.
This is not hands of a short person.
Exclude the nails. Like.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, but make sure it's in shot. Okay, look. Look.
Just want to hold my hand, but it's fine.
Oh, please.
But look. Yeah, it's.
Short people, yeah, their hands are like this. Yeah, okay, I've seen their hands. You know, they're like little minion hands.
You got a big palm.
Because I was supposed to be tall.
Yeah.
And it stopped.
You stopped it.
With that prayer.
I can't stop looking at your hands now.
Because they're mad. Like, I'm...
Let me see that other hand.
No.
Oh, so do you... No, like, turn it around. Do you cover it up, like, with all these jewels and stuff?
Because I'm...
you're iced out, if I think about it. It's like Jesus be.
No, I am quite iced out. Actually, I'm glad that someone finally noticed.
Because, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I've got great jewelry.
But yeah, you know... So you're supposed to be tall and you're not...
So essentially I still have the energy of a tall person. So
I don't. Because I'm 5'8".
Maybe.
What's funny is I identify as 5'4". So when I'm on like social media, like TikTok and stuff, I say I'm 5'4". Because I don't think my height should come into the conversation yet. And a lot of people change their tone.
Oh, so you've... Oh, yeah. If you say you're 6'3", then yeah. Suddenly...
Like all of this respect comes out of nowhere. And I'm just
Oh, disrespect comes.
No, respect.
Oh, respect.
Some people cuss me, like, oh, look at this tree.
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
yeah,
it's
tree.
Not good being tall. My head hurts all the time.
It's a lot of pressure.
Pressure. I banged my head recently. It said, mind your head. And I was
you
like,
didn't mind it.
I'm definitely not tall enough to hit this. And then I hit it. I was next. Yeah.
But they told you to mind your head. But you just decided. So that's what I'm saying then. So then me thinking that you're short, you think you're short too. Because they said, mind your head. And you said, oh, not me. I don't relate to that. And then you just went ahead and hit your head. You know what I'm saying? If that was me, I would actually crouch down.
That was good. You would crouch down.
Because.
You don't have to crouch down for anything. Sorry, that was venomous. I don't even know why I did
exactly.
That.
Like, where did that energy come from?
I don't know why I did. I am.
Breathe. Unclench. Relax. What's your problem?
Okay. You would have bent down, though. I hear it.
I'd, like, when I'm walking and sometimes I feel close to the ground.
You are.
But it just surprises me. You know what I'm saying?
Have you got like short experiences, like when you hop in cars and stuff like that?
Okay. You know what? All right. Back
where
to you.
Where were we? Yeah.
Dating.
Oh yeah, dating. So yeah, mm-hmm. I don't date. Like I've never really like done the whole dating thing.
You don't take girls out on dates and stuff?
No, I do. But it's more so, I feel like there's different terms for dating. Because you could be like actively dating. Whereas like I'm going out with multiple girls to find a partner.
Okay.
I typically know people. Like there's like a mutual thing and then we start talking and there's some rapport there first. Then I'll be like, all right, cool, I like this person enough to take them out on a date.
Fair.
That's type. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Okay, fair enough. Do you like tell them off the cuff that, or do you meet them like through music? Or would you tell them, or how does it, where
well,
do you
do
meet?
I introduce music?
Yeah, like how do you like meet them through music?
Nah, or see, the thing is, being an artist nowadays is not a good look. Like you can't say, yeah, I'm a rapper. Because if you're not established, girls don't give a fuck. Like, they don't care. So as soon as you mention it, it's actually a down, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I do music. Done. Oh. Yeah. So I have to excel with my personality.
Oh.
Which is...
Is it the personality you've been showing in this episode?
What have I not shown personality?
Is this the personality that you show when you're trying to show the personality? Yeah.
Or when I'm, like, courting someone or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you would know that there was something that attracted me for you to approach on that day, right?
Okay.
So what would you say? Is there a lot of personality?
Do you know what? This isn't, it's not about me.
It's not about you.
It's not about me, it's no. About me. It's about you.
It's not about, is that how you break up with people? It's not about me, it's not me, it's you.
It's not me, it's you.
It's me, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
But I know what you mean about the rapper thing, though.
Yeah.
Let's
be real.
But it's not even that. Like, I think, like, even, it doesn't matter what stage of rapping. Like, when I hear rapper, I just get worried.
Mm. So, like, what are your, what's the word I'm looking for? Occupations that you avoid?
Rappers.
When? Rappers. So you do avoid rappers. And you're not the only one, that's fine.
Like, yeah, I avoid rappers on only because I'm just like, I feel like, there's just all this like stereotypes in it about rappers, you know, the lifestyle.
That's why it's a lonely lifestyle.
Do you know what I mean? That's the lifestyle, like, you know, loads of lovers.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got loads of lovers.
From your songs, it sounds like you.
Okay, bring that back. What do you mean? What song?
But it seems like you're quite strict about it, though.
What song?
Like, in the Friday night, you were like, oh, Calvin's, but I decline it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, respect. Oh, I was like, respect. We like someone that has discipline.
Yeah. But what songs have I?
No, I don't. I'm just saying. You know, might be a little bit of a gallus, you know, 6'3 and that. I'm not judging you.
The math ain't mathing right now, but cool. All right.
But do you know what I mean? Like, there's just a lifestyle that people think with rappers.
I get
you know what I'm saying?
I fully get
you know?
It.
So yes. I would be like, oh, he's a rapper. And I'm like, oh, but when he says he's at the studio, is he by himself?
But you have
does
to
he
understand.
Have visitors there?
Have
will he have time for me? Will the music always come first? Like, will he prioritize me? Will he care about
me?
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, these
are
factors that I have
big
to
factors.
Put forward. Like, I have to let a person know that, look, you may not be the main priority, which is hard for someone to die. So they must really like me to stick around.
Oh, will you be consistent? Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like, we'll be talking,
calm,
then, you know.
Nah, that, I don't
take hours to reply. I was in the studio.
Nah, you can reply. That's bullshit. Like, you can be consistent in that regard. Mm-hmm. But it's a case of like, oh, we might not date for. I might not take you out on a date for like a month.
Because you need to put the money somewhere else.
That, or I just might not have the time.
Fair.
And you have to be cool with that. And then, yeah. So you see the work-life balance thing comes back in again. It's hard.
Yeah.
Hey, rap it. It's a lonely life out here, you know?
Yeah. But you said you're not lonely, so.
No, I said I don't mind being lonely. Mm. But I like loneliness.
Okay.
It's cool. Even though there are people around and stuff, yeah.
Which one is it?
Next question. Next.
You are absolutely ridiculous.
Next question, please.
You said, wrap this up. Wrap it up right now. Yeah. What is the next question?
This is the next question.
What are your views on forgiveness?
Don't forgive, man.
You don't forgive? What?
Hey, let's bring it back to Rick Ross. God forgives, I don't. Like what are we
really?
Forgiving? Like, it depends. Right, you see, with me, yeah, I feel like I'm such a good judge of character. I can discern, like, enough mm-hmm. to know if you're going to betray me or whatever. But you can only betray me from what I give you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, like, you could do me dirty because I haven't given you that much,
mm-hmm.
right? So for me to not forgive you, as an example, would be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I put you in my life, it means that I've done the checks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once you've reached that point, I pretty much can tell that you're not going to put yourself in a position for me to forgive you. Yeah, you're not gonna, because I know the people around me type.
Fair, like, fair.
If it does happen,
yeah,
touch wood and all that stuff, pause. You don't, like, I wouldn't, how do I explain this? I don't even know what I would do, to be honest, because I'm just so sure that I wouldn't have to be in that position.
But forgiveness, like, it's not like a huge, like, because it feels like you're imagining like a big betrayal. That's
yeah,
something huge.
Because what else is there to forgive? Like, people apologize all the time. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Bump me on the train.
But if it's like a big thing, like big betrayal,
give me a scenario. Like, what are we talking here?
I don't know.
What is betrayal? Like, I tell you a secret.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay. If you
And then you tell it to the world.
yeah, I say it to someone that I'm not supposed to, or someone betrays your trust, yeah, or done. Like your, oh.
Like what we talking about? What we doing?
Okay.
Like what? I tell you a secret about someone, let's say, and then you tell that person, and then I forgive you, and what? And I'm meant to tell you more secrets.
Fair.
You're done.
You're done.
You're not
you're
getting
done.
More any secrets from
okay.
me. Like, I'm not saying that
you're like a one strike, you're out kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm not okay. saying that like, oh, like I'm Xing the friendship. Mm. But the friendship will not be the same.
Mm.
Like, you are not going to be a person I confide in. Mm. But I'm not the type of person to take that and bring it to other people.
Fair.
Like, I really hate that. So if I don't trust you, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean now I can't trust him
mm-hmm.
or that person. Or
yeah.
So I just don't trust you. No. So yeah, you can sit there and I won't tell you secrets anymore. Because you betrayed that, and that's fine. Mm. There's no trial period or probation. It's just...
Wow, you're strict.
Yeah, but I feel like you should be.
Yeah. You come across as strict.
Yeah, just don't lie.
Mm. Where are your glasses?
Mm. Interesting. You're observant.
Yeah.
So, I had surgery. Mm. Yeah. It's a little story time. So, when I was in year 8, mm-hmm. yeah, long time ago, mm-hmm. when I was in year 8.
Long, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You relate. And I got hit with a football in my eye, right? So I'm actually partially blind in this eye.
Wow.
So every time I look forward, you disappear, right? I can't see you. Wow. This is all gone. Now, it's not like black blind. It's more so like impaired.
Mm.
So it's like foggy, like it's done. Mm-hmm. I had surgery a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, so what happened? I had like a hemorrhage, cataract, trauma-induced cataracts, detached retina. It was mad.
Oh my gosh, like, from a football.
I was done. I was finished. And then that was, so up until last year.
Mm-hmm.
No, not last year, 2022, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So 2022, I had the surgery and it wasn't successful because they did the cataract removal and then they were able to see further into my eye and then saw that there was too much damage at the back, so they couldn't bring my eyesight back. However, the initial plan was to do surgery on both eyes because they can't, basically, yeah, they can't do the surgery on one eye and not the other. It mm-hmm. would just be too indifferent.
Imbalanced.
So they said, do you still want to go ahead with it? Because it's a risk now. If we do your good eye, your only working eye, you can still wear your glasses and so forth. But if we mess up, you'll have no eyes. And I was just like, you know what? Let's do it.
What?
Let's go.
You
all in.
Did? What?
All in. And I did the surgery. And thankfully, like, we can see now. Yeah.
In both eyes?
No, just this eye.
Oh, this eye, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, my vision here is like 20/20 pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I still need like reading glasses because they put like an artificial lens in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can see it, but my eye like shimmers like randomly sometimes, yeah? That's because the artificial lens isn't like stable, it just like shimmers. So I have that lens in my eye, but it just means I can see great like distance. But mm-hmm. when it comes to like reading like fine, like, yeah, small writing,
mm-hmm.
I need glasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a story. You're crazy.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Maybe. Take the risk, man.
So you...
No, but you don't understand. I don't know if you recollect, but my glasses were hella thick.
I mean, they were quite thick.
Okay. Yeah, now it's out there.
But,
yeah.
You know...
They were thick. Like, I don't know anyone to this day who had worse, like, sight than me.
Mm.
Like, I was, like, in the... I don't know if you know, like, what the...
Yeah,
the
I mean...
Ranges are. I was, minus 15. Yeah, I was, like, minus 15 in this eye. In my good eye. That I can see was like minus 15. So then they gave me the opportunity to be like,
minus 15.
It's crazy. It's mad. Cool, we can do that. We can do that now.
We can go. It must have been like this thick.
But I paid extra to get it like thin. You feel me?
And it was still.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, it was quite thick.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a survivor for real.
Actually, you met me when I was wearing the glasses, the thick glasses. So I must have had something going for me back then. Interesting times. Anyway, but yeah, so then I had the surgery and then now I just need the glasses for reading. That's it.
I like the glasses though. I thought, you know, when because you had it in Friday night.
Yeah, that was legit 2 weeks before my surgery.
Yeah, and I was like, it was given nerdy gangster.
Nerdy gangster, hey.
Like intelligent gangster. You know what I'm saying?
I might bring it back.
Yeah, that's what it was given. I was like, oh.
I might bring it back, yeah.
You know, little nerdy gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Intelligent gangster.
You know, intelligent gangster, like, you know, that gangster that reads books.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Are you like a reformed gangster? Were you ever?
I wasn't a gangster.
Okay, just checking.
I'm just from East.
So basically a gangster.
Nah, because you're from South and you don't give me... Let me just stop there. I'm in South right now. I shouldn't say anything.
Okay. Okay. Mind you, only one of us is wearing black Air Force One, so...
That's only because... They I'm just out saying. Kid sizes,
I'm so saying only one of us is wearing black.
What size shoe?
Three. Do you want to make me? You want to buy me shoes?
Accurate, because you have big hands, so you can't be like size 8 and you're 5 foot.
Like, okay, not. I told you something in confidence about my hands, okay. And I feel like that's not something you should use against me. I think that was really unkind of you to say you've got big hands.
When you clap, do you like scare people? Is it like unnecessarily louder than it should be? Type vibe, because the palms are quite. Like, I think our palms are the same size, but our fingers are.
You know what? Well, not, no, what you know what? Wrap it up. Wrap
anyway,
up.
Back to your shoes. What size shoe?
I'm a size 4.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
So you're gonna buy me shoes?
Black Air Forces, and it'll be cheap as well. It's like £20 for kids, right?
I hate when people ask me for my size and there's no follow up.
Sorry about that.
You know what? Anyways, I've had enough of this.
Okay.
Are you as adult as you think you are?
Hell no.
Wow, that was a really quick...
I think there's something wrong with our generation. I say our generation, but I think I'm below your generation.
Okay. Okay. You've got
I'm joking.
About...
We're actually in the same generation. Okay. You're even that much older than me. It's mad. But yeah, am I...
Nah. Okay.
Are you?
It's my game.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Go on, I'm ready.
And let's just see.
Yeah.
Do you have life insurance?
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, wait, no. I think I do, yeah, through my work. It's one of the benefits, actually. Is it still crazy?
No, that's good.
Cool, let's go.
Okay, when was the last time you went to the dentist?
I did a hygiene check last year, last year, Feb, or last year, March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, they sent a letter recently that I'm due, though.
Not bad. Okay.
Continue.
Do you own an air fryer?
Yeah, I do. I have two.
Two?
Yeah, one's still in the box, though, but yeah.
Okay, bonus points.
Yeah, go on.
Do you have any plants?
Nah, they died. But naturally, they're supposed to, innit?
They're not supposed to. No, you're supposed to allow the plants to live. Actually, if you look after them properly.
No.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a will?
No.
Okay.
How do you? It's your game. My bad. It's your game. Continue. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Okay. What's my other question? I think those were my...
Was that it?
Those were my adult questions for now, yeah.
That's not adult questions.
They are adult questions. It's adulthood according to me. How many liters of water do you drink a day?
2+. But I was in Jamaica recently and it was all-inclusive resort.
Wow. Well, you were there with a lover?
So, like, everything's all-inclusive.
Oh.
So I wasn't really drinking.
Is that
water.
One of your dates? Is that the kind of dates you do?
So, like, 2-liter bottles of water.
That's crazy.
Just like, twice.
Wow. Yeah. Inclusive. That's a good date.
Yeah, the resort was nice.
Did you and your lover have a good time?
It was nice on the beach.
It was nice on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Getting shy.
Personal life and that.
Oh, cute. That. Don't worry. I'm not going to dig any deep into that.
Oh, you can sip. You want to. You can ask whatever you want.
You can sip your water. Go on then. Go on then. Clear your throat. Lovely. Do you feel refreshed? So,
yeah.
It feels like you are an adult. And because of that, I've got you a gift.
What? Oh my God.
Because
listen.
Every adult should have one of these in their pockets at all times.
I left mine at home.
Wow.
And I was on a train. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really wish I had my Vaseline. So thank you so much for this. This actually means a lot. And I'm going to use it right now.
It feels so nice to be appreciated.
This is, thank you.
You are so-
Are you, what?
I'm really glad that you appreciate that.
Are you sponsored by these men?
No.
Well, you just have spare Vaselines in the yard.
I bought it.
For me?
Yes.
That means a lot, you know. I don't even know how to appreciate this.
I'm so glad that you appreciate
my
that.
My lips are like mad shiny.
A little bit shiny, but, you know.
Is it like off-band?
Moisturized.
cool. And my lips are darker than usual because I was in Jamaica. They got tanned. It's crazy.
We know you were in Jamaica. Like, and you've said it like 5 times.
I don't know if people know that I was in Jamaica, but yeah, that's why my lips are this. I like this. And the skin might be glowing more than it
usually does because he was in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, guys, we've come to the end of the show, okay? Comps was in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. He wants you all to know that.
Yeah.
Hope you guys know that. But thank you.
Lost Diaspora,
so much.
Out now.
Yes, out now.
I want people to listen to that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was very vulnerable with that
very
album.
Vulnerable.
Very vulnerable. It's a lot of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's a bit of me.
Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're very, very welcome. And guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Faking Adulthood with my co-host, Comps. Guys, you know the drill, okay? Like, if you did not like my co-host, don't worry. He will not be back here next week. So don't use that as a reason to not come back. As usual, please like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Don't keep me a secret. I don't want to be your secret lover. Love me out loud. And I will put the details to all of Comp's stuff, your socials, his album. Check it out, guys. Honestly, it is so, so good. So make sure you check that out. Love you guys. Bye.